Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Radio Network. I have a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about blindness. We are going to be looking at what can affect our quality of our vision. What are we doing? What could we be avoiding? And all that good stuff. And, you know, what we could take to perk up our eyes and just, you know, brighten everything up. We're going to talk about that. Also, we didn't get to the beetroot last time, so we're going to talk about the beets. And we'll see how much time we have left. We got some other stuff, too. And a quack report. You know, goodness, it'll be January before we know it because time is just a flying. But before we do the quacker, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, asking God's hand of protection on them as well as all of us here in America because we need it. We need protection. Have you not noticed the news? And we need wisdom and discernment. We need to plead for justice and truth because there's a lot of deception out there. So we need the Lord's help with all that. And, you know, we should be the squeaky wheel. And His will be done, but, you know, you will not receive if you do not ask. So hit the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it is running out of time. So mind yourself. Get to it. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What we got in the quack report? Well, let's see. U.S. doctors are in the news. The new study did a survey. They felt U.S. doctors are getting burned out. Well, there's a revelation. They've always had high risk of that, but more than usual. 54% of U.S. doctors say they are have burnout symptoms compared to, and that was 2014, compared to 2011, it was just 46%. So they're concluding that doctors, that profession, has twice the likelihood of experiencing burnout than the average U.S. worker. So according to Dr. Trait Schattenfeld of Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, he says, unfortunately, things are getting worse for physicians. Doctors took a survey, and they surveyed almost 7,000 of them, and 47% said they had high emotional exhaustion. 35% said that they felt depersonalized. In other words, they saw their work as being valued less. 16% felt they had a very low level of personal accomplishment. Why is that? Well, the burnout rates varied between the medical specialties. The rates topping 60% were among the doctors in emergency medicine, family practices, urology, and rehab and radiology. So doctors working in those fields felt that there's a big increase in their burnout rates in over the last 3 years. So 41% of all the doctors said they were satisfied, though. So 41% said that they're fine. Probably the older seasoned guys, you know. The ones that are, you know, they can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, retirement's around the bend. All right, moving along in the quack report. Uh-oh. Apparently, AMA doctors, again in the news, they are going to be hit with a big gag order. Apparently, the American Medical Association, not happy when doctors start telling things. Yep, there's some stiff consequences now, the AMA say. They don't like shows like Dr. Oz. They just don't. They call him the pseudoscience guy. Okay. Well, so there's some ethical guidelines coming down the pike for the AMA physicians when it comes to their media, exposure. So there's going to be some, you know, a line to walk, the balancing beam, if doctors are going to be on radio, TV, being interviewed for newspapers, websites, and so forth. So here's the thing, though. You know, doctors are dropping out of the AMA like, you know, no other. Right now, the AMA, 17% of all medical doctors are represented by the AMA. There's only 17% still, you know, members. And most of those are given to medical students. You know, it's kind of just shoved on them, you know. So, but, you know, AMA still has weight on Capitol Hill, though. Mm-hmm. All right, last but not least in the quack report, vaccines versus viruses. Which would you rather have? Would you rather just get the virus naturally, or would you rather have it via a syringe? You pick. Well, this is an interesting little statistic here. The deaths of more than 100 children have been officially linked to receiving the measles vaccine during the past 10 years, according to a federal government's research and the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Those are the only ones that were reported, though, see. Childhood measles mortality could, remains at zero, according to the data. And put another way, in the last 10 years, the an American child could have been more likely to die after receiving the measles shot than contracting the disease itself. Because, you know, measles was on the way out because of better sanitation and so forth, and that's been proven, I don't know how many times, but people still line up for the vaccination. Do your homework, folks. Do your homework. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Yes, the American Voice Radio Network. It's awesome. You are awesome, Frank. Frank's a little under the weather, but he's going to get better. He's taking herbs. All right, we're going to be talking about defining blindness, you know, because the average person considers blindness to mean the inability to see light or objects, or even just living in total darkness. However, there's varying degrees of blindness, and someone that is partially blind is considered to have, you know, blurry vision and objects are not in focus. But if someone is considered legally blind, it means their vision is so highly compromised that they may not be permitted to drive or operate machinery. So medicine defines legally blind as the visual field is a mere 20 feet compared to someone with healthy vision who can see at 200 feet away. So there is another form of blindness often mentioned by our creator. We're going to take a look at that too. So let's look and see what we can find out and how we can have healthier vision. You probably are aware of symptoms, because it is more common to experience the onset of symptoms of vision loss before you actually have complete vision loss. Therefore, partial blindness most often precedes the total blindness. So if the eyes are not strengthened and detoxified, the vision deteriorates over time. Symptoms can be cloudy vision, inability to see shapes, can see only shadows, poor night vision, or even tunnel vision. Let's look at some of the main causes, though, for vision loss. The eyes are not immune to disease, and we have plenty of eye disease to go around. So we're going to talk about a few things. It's not a complete list. The list is not going to include all the medical conditions that promote vision loss, but we're going to include the most common ones. Let's talk about cataracts, because it's a major concern for anyone over the age of 40 years old. It's the world's leading cause of vision loss by 47.9%. And most people may not be told that they have the beginning of cataracts. They call them baby cataracts. You know, your eye doctors really don't think it's a big deal, and it's expected in older patients. So if the patient asks the right questions, their eye doctor will admit, well, they may see a bit of oxidation on their lens, but then they're told that it'll be years before anything needs to be done about it. I think this is a mistake. That's my opinion, because it's much easier to reverse the baby cataracts than it is to wait for them to grow much larger. So modern medicine has really no remedy for getting rid of cataracts other than surgery with varying success rates. Well, let's look at glaucoma. It's another concern as we age, in which, you know, pressure can affect the optic nerve responsible for carrying that visual signal to your brain. So glaucoma represents 12.3% of the visual impairment. Macular degeneration is another condition that robs the eye of its ability to see detail. So presently, macular degeneration causes 8.7% of the vision impairment. So the optic neuritis condition is really inflammation of the optic nerve, and that can, well, if it's not corrected, it can cause permanent loss of vision. So inflammation is a problem. Retinitis pigmentosa is also inflammation that damages the retina. Now, lazy eye is also on the list. It can be difficult to see details if you have a lazy eye, and if you don't correct that, it can lead to blindness. And tumors, which interfere with your retina and optic nerve, they can also cause the vision loss. So other events that can also cause blindness are injury, birth defects, eye surgery, diabetes by 4.8%, and stroke. Well, let's look at some of the medications that may be to blame for vision loss. Toxic chemicals can also cause vision loss. Medical science will address vision impairment with eyeglasses, surgery, or medication. And none of these options strengthen but weaken the eye. So a a weakness will often lead to an additional vision loss. However, patients are under the impression that early diagnosis and medical treatment can prevent blindness when, in most instances, it just slows the progression but rarely prevents it. So if your eyesight is becoming progressively dimmer, the culprit could be your prescription medication. According to worstpills.org, a variety of drugs put our vision at risk. So drug side effects are really a drug-induced disease. You've got to get that straight. So toxic drug chemicals actually can and will compromise the cells of the eye and attack different functions of the eye. So there are 62 drugs that can promote glaucoma alone. So, for instance, if you suffer from dry eye or blocked tear ducts, it could be from a drug that you're taking. You have drug toxicity. Eye drops to remove redness contain a lot of preservatives, and those preservatives can help lead to glaucoma. Corticosteroids, the cortisone, the prednisone, and also anti-cancer drugs are known to cause glaucoma. And the corticosteroids also lead to cataracts. So patients with macular edema are usually treated with steroids, and which also, you know, creates this steroid-induced cataract problem. So the cataracts do not go away if you stop using the drug. Now, medications for schizophrenia, the antipsychotic drugs, and cancer medicines can also cause cataracts. Botox injections in the vicinity of the eye can cause the eyelid to droop, reduce the function, and damage the cornea. And millions of people are prescribed alpha blockers like Flomax, which attack the iris. So current reports state aspirin therapy can also risk the eyes to conditions such as glaucoma and cataracts. How many people out there, you know, heart conditions are put on that aspirin therapy? Oh, it's just a baby aspirin. Well, in about 10 years, you won't be able to read the baby aspirin bottle. Well, let's look at the toxic blood situation, because that's what we're dealing with. Prescription drugs poison the bloodstream. So the liver has to neutralize those toxins as best it can. So if you want to experience visual disturbances, the drugs that attack the retina will deliver that. So the drug toxins reach the retina through the blood supply to the eye. And the major drugs that will do this are prescribed for conditions such as malaria, rheumatoid arthritis, the flesh-eating parasites, the amoebas, and lupus. So the damage can be reversed upon stopping the medicines, but only in the early stage. Now, patients on these drugs who want to remain on them should be advised to have their eyes examined every 6 months. And women on breast cancer drugs, well, they can also experience retinal damage. Antibiotics can also harm the eyes when on prolonged use. So the drugs damage the optic nerve, causing visual field defects. Most iridologists can actually see if someone had been taking antibiotics because it leaves a rusty color spot on the iris. And men should try, pay attention to and do some research on your erectile dysfunction drugs, because they cause blurred vision and increased light sensitivity. The FDA was asked in 2006 to include a black box warning on such drugs, listing risk of optic nerve damage. It's called non-arteric ischemic optic neuropathy. So when with continued use on these erectile dysfunction medications, it can produce a sudden visual loss and it could lead to blindness. Another drug that caused optic nerve damage is the anti-tuberculosis drug ambutothal. So if you'd like a complete list of drugs that you may be taking that could be risking your eyesight, you might want to check out worstpills.org and see what their list is. Now, if you're on our newsletter list, you will get a hot link to that list page so you can go down the drug list and see. Now, biblically speaking, the Bible uses a metaphor of being blind to describe someone who does not seek truth and is lacking understanding. So deception is everywhere in our world, and it seems like an endless task of searching out the truth. but we're told that the truth will set us free. Scripturally, it means that you won't be sinless, but you will be blameless. So always seek the truth. Now let's get down to some herbs that can help our eyes out. Eyebright is one of the herbs that most people mention. In most cases, it can help improve our vision with the nutrition in it. Ancient writings list this herb, eyebright, for cleansing the eye. So if you tend to suffer from bloodshot eyes, you may want to rinse your eyes with a solution of eyebright herb instead. Herbalists and the Chinese believe that upon oral consumption of eyebright, it stimulates the liver to release its stored vitamin A to assist the eyes. Well, this hasn't been scientifically confirmed. However, the herb does brighten the eye, and it helps to remove microbes. Eyebright also contains its own vitamin A, as well as vitamin B, zinc, riboflavin, niacin, as well as some other important nutrients. So you will often see eyebright paired with Golden Seal for added antibacterial action. Herbalists will sometimes add bayberry or red raspberry as an astringent to reduce inflammation and to improve circulation to the eye to help remove more toxins. So, you know, blood brings healing, brings in nutrition, takes away toxins. So you want to protect your eyes, and you don't want to pollute the blood with a lot of toxic drugs. So before embarking on a course of prescription drugs and risking the health of your eyes, why not research your natural options? So if you're looking for a quality organic herbal eyewash, you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have an herbal eyewash formula. It does contain the eyebright. It does have the Golden Seal and bayberry and other ingredients, which are just awesome. And if your eyes need, you know, better circulation, you might want to consider some of their circulatory heart formulas. If the eyes require a little bit more nutrition, their Body Foundation food mix will do the job. And men, before using the erectile dysfunction drugs, you might want to check out the male hormone herbal formula at Apothecary Herbs. So you have some natural options, and it won't put you at risk of the drug-induced disease. So give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Get a free catalog. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them on the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. You can type in herbtalklive.com and get there too. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Check it out. So, oh, if you're on there, don't forget to sign up for the newsletters. They are free. And they go out each week, and you'll get highly important health information, herbal information that will just empower you. That's what it's about, empowerment. In this day and age, don't you want to feel more empowered? I know I do. So check that out. You can sign up for the American Survival Newsletter that goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, so that one's going out tomorrow. So if you want to sign up, do get on the list. You can just put it in the shopping cart and check out. It's zero balance, and you will get added to the mail list. Of course, it's opt-in, opt-out anytime you want, but it is an empowering thing. All right, I know. We got a few minutes before we have to take our first break, so I want to talk to you about the beetroot. The beetroot, ancient Rome. Well, the beet was considered an aphrodisiac, symbol of love. But it has a sweet taste. Beetroot is considered, you know, almost a perfect food. In the 19th century, Europeans developed the sugar beet, and it's still used as a sweetener for baking. So the beet, it's known as Abeta vulgaris. It has evolved. It really has, from what experts can tell, from the ancient wild sea beet to what we have today. So let's take a look and see what beets can do for us. Well, there's a nutritional profile, absolutely, on beets. A lot of nutritional elements. A lot of them are just, it'd make any food source envious. According to the nutritionalists, beets have beta-carotene to help stimulate the skin to defy your aging. It also believed that it has some silicon elements in it that strengthen your skin and helps it resist the wrinkles. It prevents the sagging and promotes healthy hair. Beets also contain magnesium, sodium, potassium, and vitamin C, and helps our bodies advance, get rid of toxins, lowers bad cholesterol, and prevents cancer cells. That's what science is saying. So this is probably why the beauty industry is adding beets to skincare products. It's probably it. Right? Absolutely. And, you know, if you eat raw beets, they got that metallic taste to them, a lot of minerals. When you cook them, it changes that a little bit, but lots of minerals in our beets. So there are some internal benefits. The benefits that we can get from beets when we eat them internally, instead of slathering them on our face, beets have been declared a food that helps us lose weight. It's a slimming food. And, you know, hey, have you not noticed the TV commercials lately for all the weight loss stuff? It's all, you know, usually you don't see that until after Christmas. But, you know, gets into New Year's, after New Year's, you get the weight loss stuff. All the exercise equipment is pushed and the gym memberships and the food plans to and the diet aids, right, to lose weight. Who knew? All you had to do is get some beets, right? All right. Beets have the highest sugar content of any vegetable, which can be juiced or added to your vegetable citrus juices. It'll naturally sweeten them. It will satisfy your sweet tooth, if you have one, without causing any guilt, any calorie counting. Beets are also low in fat and calories and also low in carbohydrates that, you know, tend to affect that blood glucose level. So it helps you to stabilize your blood sugar level. Isn't that great? According to nutritionist Mark Killick, beets contain a few important compounds called betaine and methionine. And these compounds support liver detoxification and prevent an accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in the liver and the rest of the body. So if you have a fatty liver, guess what? You're in the car on the way to the store for beets, right? Mm. This is how beets can help you with your weight management issues. It helps the body dump the fat. And you've probably heard if you have a fatty liver, it's hard to lose weight. Well, there you go. What's really impressive is that the nutrients that you find in beets prevent you from feeling tired and sluggish. Because it has that vitamin B, the folate, keeps you going. Prevents mood swings. Know anybody that's kind of, you know, manic? Get them some beets. If you have digestive problems, you're going to want some soluble fiber. And beetroot is loaded with that. Helps with good flora in the digestive tract. Prevents colon cancer, they say, and lowers the bad LDL cholesterol level. Wow, can it get any better? You got when you read stuff like this, you just have to see the brilliance of the creator, right? Well, let's look at some of the studies. A couple studies out of the UK suggest that your beetroot juice will boost your metabolism and give you lots of stamina. According to their study at the University of Exeter and also in Peninsula Medical School, the beets help you exercise 16% longer and lowers the nitrate and reduces your oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. What? Really? And you know what? We put beetroot in the body food mix, which you just throw into juice or make a smoothie with. Take that before you exercise. Oh, music. Gotta take a little break. We'll be right back.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about the amazing beetroot and what all it'll do for you. Right before the break, we were talking about some of the studies that they have discovered how it can assist the body. New research is expected to actually change athletic training and also some healthcare for the elderly, because there's this potential. This research has shown there's a lot of health benefits to not only the cardiovascular system, but the respiratory system as well when you use beets. So, you know, people in nursing homes, in intensive care, sort of thinking, you know, hey, we might want to tap into some beetroot here. So in the study, 8 men between the ages of 19 to 38 were given 50 milliliters of organic beetroot juice. They gave it to them every day for 6 consecutive days, and they were cycling. They were, you know, monitoring their cycling on their exercise tests. And they after they were done testing, they were also given another group of placebo. So when the group that was getting the beetroot juice, they were able to cycle an average of 11.25 minutes or 92 seconds longer than on those on the placebo. So 11.25 minutes or more than the folks that were taking the placebo. So this is a 2% difference. And when you're taking your beetroot juice, men had lower resting blood pressure as well. So the studies appeared in the Journal of Applied Physiology, and it follows a previous study that was done by the London School of Medicine that was published in 2008, and also the American Heart Association Journal picked up on that. It was regarding beetroots and hypertension. So where beetroot juice reduces blood pressure, hey, that's big news, right? Now, in Germany, there were actually several studies that were done, and they all proved that your beetroot shows slowed the growth of cancerous tumors. So if you take it every day, it has some sort of cancer preventative action. So you can add that to your dandelion root and wham. The nutrition of antioxidants, the flavonoids, the ascorbic acids, and the natural iron actually oxygenate the cancer cells, and it destroys them because they don't like that. Yeah, when you get natural iron, not synthetic supplement iron, but real iron, your blood is able to hold on to more oxygen longer. Cancer cells don't like that. All right, so what does this mean? Well, they were kind of exposing some of the really great secrets to beetroot. Researchers are really not sure what is the actual trigger, exactly what causes the nitrate in the body to drop and boosts your stamina. They are speculating the nitrate turns into nitric oxide, thereby reducing the oxygen requirement during exercise. According to Professor Andy Jones, he's the co-author of the study, he says, "We were amazed by the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake because these effects cannot be achieved by any other known means, including training." So even if people are trained athletics, they don't see the same results. But you add some beetroot, and there you go. One other thing medical science discovered about beets is that it contains natural vitamin B, which is excellent for anemia, and especially for cancer patients. Mm-hmm. So beetroot juice has the ability to rebuild the blood in 24 hours. I've mentioned that before, a couple hundred times. So the secret is to use raw beets if you want to build the blood up like that. Don't cook them. Use the raw ones. Juice them, but make sure they're raw. So if you have blood pressure issues, drinking beetroot juice reduces blood pressure within an hour. But it's got to be raw juice, okay? So obviously modern medicine has been tapping into some of the natural things, discovering some of God's secrets that he'll let them know about. Beetroot juice is really excellent for every organ in the human body. So we were just talking about eye health. Get you some beets. We talk about the vitamin A and the carrots. Hey, don't forget the beets if you want to improve vision. So another thing that beets do, if you tend to have a gallbladder that kind of wants to ping every once in a while, Get some beets. It perks up your gallbladder, helps it out. I like to add barberry bark to that. Not bayberry, but barberry bark. It helps calm any kind of spasming from the gallbladder. So if you have a gallbladder, you might want to do some organ cleansing, and you can cleanse the liver too. There's a proper way to do that, though. You just don't want to just jump in there. You got to learn how to do that properly, and it's not rocket science. It's really quite simple. If you want to, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, you just click on healthy guidelines and then click on cleansing link, and it'll show you how you got to do that in order for it to be done successfully and safely. So, because if you cleanse without, well, you can get toxins trying to exit the body too quickly, and they don't have a place to go. If you haven't cleansed, let's say the bowel or the urinary tract first, and they can, you get a backlog, and then you can feel worse. So you want to cleanse properly. One of the other things, the beetroots, the greens are a great source. You want to keep them on top if you're juicing them. They contain anti-aging pigments and antioxidants, produce a lot of what they call vitamin P, as in Paul, and that strengthens your immune system. It also strengthens your joint structures and your vascular system. Okay? Got problems with your knees, your elbows, your hips? Oh, get some beets and the greens going. You'll be like Jack LaLanne, you know what I mean? Beet greens also contain natural calcium and iron, potassium, vitamin A and C, and all good for the cardiovascular system. The younger the beet root, the more it's going to contain these nutritional elements, okay? So you've got a lot of beetroot benefits. And like I said, beetroot is put into the Body Foundation food mix. And that mix is just totally awesome. It contains all your vitamins, your minerals, your amino acids, and your plant proteins all in one scoop, right? So if you're in the habit of, what is that little pill box with the days of the week on there? Oh, I mean, who likes to swallow pills? I certainly do not. So if you want to get rid of all that, just get body food mix and just throw it in your juice, orange juice, make a smoothie with it, put it in their V8, and take off, because it's really going to help you out. Thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check it out, Body Foundation Food Mix, it's under your energy boosters, or you can give them a call, and the number is 866-229-3. 663 866-229-3663. And it's items like that that we get this endorsement from some of our customers. Bill from Cobbleskill, New York says, using your top quality supplements has been a game changer for me. Oh, I'll say. Right? Price can often mean quality. Yep, oftentimes it does. All right, what are we going to do now? We're going to be talking about fat. Well, you know, we were just talking about, you know, slimming down with some beetroot. I mean, you know, all the commercials for, you know, dropping all the weight you picked up over the holidays. Well, and the holidays aren't even over yet. Let's talk about determining what's healthy fat and what isn't. You probably already know this stuff, so it may be a recap for you guys. But, you know, just a reminder, some studies we're going to go over, some culprit foods you want to skip, you don't want to deal with them. But sometimes fat that we consume can be healthy. Is it real fat or is it fake fat? Read your product labels, and actually it helps you determine if the fat in your packaged foods is real or synthetic, and if there's a lot of sweetening agents or you know, if they're real or artificial sweeteners. So if you consume a lot of artificial fats and sweeteners, you're going to pick up weight. You're going to run the risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes. So if you stay away from those types of foods and stick to that healthy living regimen, you know, your whole foods, you're going to do much better. Now, here's an interesting statistic. In 1880, there were only 2.8 cases of diabetes for every 100,000 people. What? Yeah. Right? Well, in 1880, there wasn't any diners either and drive-thrus, right? People just cook from scratch. By 1949, those rates jumped to 30 out of 100,000. And back then, you know, there wasn't really any distinction between type 1 or type 2 diabetes because it was all just called diabetes. Now, currently, we have about 10% to 20% of the world population on diabetic medicines. That's, what, 1.39 billion people? So the solution is really not high-tech, but it is within everybody's reach. You know, people that lose weight, you know, get rid of the diabetes, usually. According to some new research out of Indiana by scientist Susan Swithers at Purdue University, rats that were fed a high-fat diet and rats that were fed a low-calorie diet, low-fat diet containing the artificial fat, the sugar substitutes, that kind of thing, well, they actually gained weight, more weight, and much faster than the rats that were on the regular high-fat diet. What? So those on the low-fat diets with the artificial stuff were more likely to become obese and develop diabetes. A recent interview with David DeSalvo, he's author of What Makes Your Brain Happy and Why You Should Do the Opposite, he revealed how these fake foods create metabolic havoc in our body. He says that our brain is duped with the artificial fats and the sweeteners, which trigger a biological response. So if we eat real fat and sugar, it sets off a chain reaction. You get the salivation, you get the hormonal reactions, you get the digestion going. So, and the body is really, you know, prepping up, anticipating real calories from the real fat and the real sugar. So when that doesn't materialize, well, then your brain kind of slams on the brakes a little bit, freaks out, and what it does is it triggers what is known as a starvation mode. And it tends to convert calories that you do have into fat and stores it right away for later. So the brain is kind of wired to react to your taste, and it tends to control the chemicals and your hormones of the metabolism. So there's really no way to change your brain setting from taste to have your cake and eat it too. Sorry, you can't do that. Well, let's look at some of the culprit foods. You want to check your ingredient list. You want to avoid some foods that will make you overweight and a diabetic. Foods that contain ulstra, aspartame, will tend to make you crave starchy sweets. These ingredients have been shown to interfere with the human body's ability to regulate food intake and metabolize the nutrition. In other words, these ingredients will encourage you to overeat and to eat empty calories, thereby putting you on a fast track to looking like a sumo wrestler. And scientists have known that artificial sweeteners confuse your nutrient receptors into thinking real sugar has been supplied to the body. The body is unable to metabolize the fake sugar, and it just stores it as fat. So to give you an idea how widespread this food conspiracy really is, you want to read the label of the following products: Pringles chips, margarine, non-dairy creamers, Cool Whip, soft serve ice cream, bread, your breads, Fiber One cereal, popcorn, light fat-free yogurt, light orange juice, and your Quaker snack bars. So since the brain has its own setting controlling your metabolism, and when we try to trick it with re-engineered foods, it can lead us down a road to a difficult area. It's hard to backtrack from. So instead of try to eat some foods that you know your brain has an appropriate response to, and it provides the nutrition to the body, and it helps the body maintain the proper weight. So you know what those foods are. You do. It's called whole grains, organic meats, and organic fruits and vegetables. I mean, you'll be amazed if you don't let any snacks come in the house. No chips, snack bars, none of that stuff. But instead, you fill your crisper in your fridge with organic apples and oranges, celery, carrots. Oh, I mean, you can eat as much of that as you want. And after a while, you know, the sugar in your fruits is your dessert. You know, cantaloupe. Mmm! I like to put the Celtic sea salt on my fruit. Just pops with flavor. Oh, yummy. So, you know, you won't miss the you know, empty calorie stuff. Your body's just not going to miss it. You're going to be satisfied with the nutrition in your whole foods, and you won't eat as much. You won't feel hungry, but you won't eat as much. So skip the re-engineered foods, because it's not going to prevent starvation from less spoilage. Fake foods, with all the extended shelf life, you know, that's only for profits from the food manufacturer. It's not to profit you. So it really is going to cause you to have an expensive problem down the road. So if something doesn't seem right, it's not natural, well, then you leave it alone. You don't even touch it. I have this rule in my house. If it has more than 8 ingredients, you put it back. It does not represent a food any longer. Okay, too much going on there. So you want to be really, really stringent with what you put in your body, because you are what you eat. You definitely are. So if you don't want to type 2 diabetes, you definitely want to read your labels and be really clear about stuff. And, you know, we mentioned margarine. You know, what's up with that? Who invented that? Well, margarine was invented in 1869 by a Frenchman. His name was Maigret Maurice. He called it palatable table fat, but that wasn't appealing. It was a combination of seasoned gypsum, mashed potatoes, bleach, gelatin, and hog fat. Ooh. Well, it was introduced to America as margarine in 1874, but the Americans didn't like the taste of it. Well, duh. Processed oils then hit the scene in 1899 when David Wesson introduced cottonseed oil. It was a cheap alternative to olive oil for cooking, and it was it's kind of taken its toll. The FDA should ban it from the market because it's full of pesticides. But too many Americans now have this love affair with potato chips and junk foods, which are full of these processed oils. So in 1903, the hydrogenated oils hit the market, patented process invented by William Norman, and he turned unsaturated fatty acids into saturated fats. So the floodgates of adulterated foods were then swung wide open, and more artificial oil was produced. Crisco and trans fatty acids, for example, 3 and 4 generations later, we are beginning to see the detrimental effect of artificial fat, artificial sweeteners and oils that were not immediately obvious. So if pets and insects refuse to eat those foods that have those kind of ingredients because the pesticides are in there, you know, those are toxins, you know, we should take a clue. Right? We should have a ability to observe. So if you suffer from digestive problems, you got high cholesterol, high blood pressure, dry skin, cardiovascular problems, asthma, arthritis, some other ailments, you're going to benefit by switching off the artificial and switching on the organic. You know, use the olive oil, coconut oils, healthy fats, but aren't going to make your body store fat. 1 teaspoon of olive oil has 120 calories and 14 grams of healthy fat. So this fat is monounsaturated and will not be stored as fat by your body. The people in Greece and Italy and Spain all know this. They have health benefits of using olive oil. And these are countries with the lowest statistics of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Those people drink glasses of olive oil. They like it. So our ancient ancestors used olive oil to heal wounds, and this oil is really excellent for skin problems. And not only is olive oil metabolized correctly by your body, but it lubricates the mucous membranes and your joints. Got creaky joints? Try some olive oil. So the antioxidants in your olive oil are greater than vitamin E. I mean, forget the synthetic vitamin E, just olive oil. The oil is a must for those that suffer from diabetes, according to the journal article, September 2003, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So, you got diabetes, you need olive oil, according to science. But I don't think you needed a lab to tell you that. So medical science would have you believe that diet doesn't play as big a role as genetics in regards to health. And this is one reason science allows for the food industry to come under attack with the GM foods. You know, nutrition does affect your DNA. So what you put in your body, the drugs you put in your body, all these things influence enzymes, switch on and off receptors, and affect your DNA. Everything that we do can essentially affect our DNA, good or bad. So I personally think it's disrespectful to our Creator to tamper with His design intentionally, and we should improve on it. You know, take care of the body. So you'll be amazed how much energy and stamina and vibrant you will look and feel when you put whole foods into your diet and get rid of all those empty calories and processed food. So, you know, Colonel Sanders, that KFC guy, he had a successful marketing campaign. He used only whole ingredients in his original recipe. Remember those commercials in the 70s? So, you know, God has an original recipe too, right? It's your whole foods, your simple foods, your organic foods, not your processed stuff. Processed stuff is for lazy people. And you can make a decent whole home-cooked, whole food, organic entree in 20, 30, 40 minutes tops. It doesn't take a lot of time. And if you prep ahead, you can make it in 15 minutes. So, certified organic whole foods. And if you're going to use supplements, make sure they're certified whole foods as well. You know, why would you go to synthetic vitamins? Goodness, that makes no sense. You know, you got organic stuff in your fridge, on your shelf, that's what you're eating, but then you're using synthetic vitamins? Please, insist on whole food nutrition all the way around. Now, if you're looking for whole food organic supplements, contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Ask for a free catalog. They'll send it to you. That number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277 if you're international. Thepowerherbs.com is the website. And, of course, you can get there, type in herbtalklive.com as well. And be empowered, you know. If you're serious about herbs, get Apothecary Herbs. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So if you need a little help getting over the hump, if you need immune boosting, organ cleansing, or whatever, beets, and you don't want to juice them, get the body food mix, hey, you have options. And they're organic ones. Healthy ones. They empower you. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. Boy, I see by the clock, this time just flies. If you got a health topic, though, you want me to work into the show, just drop me an email off the PowerHerbs.com website. I will try to work it into the show. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. Yeah.